Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we get an update from our group therapy. Remember the listener who didn't want to have a proposal because she thought it was going to be cringe?
Well, she derailed it, okay, but may have just postponed it.
Plus, little kid or drunk adult.
In group therapy, he has a question for his wife when she gets back from the girls' trip.
We'll see if we need a follow-up with him as well. Stupid facts, setting the bar stories.
And magic paper towels.
There it is.
Ben and Kelly.
I'm telling you, you know now, or maybe you don't because no one pays attention to the Preakness if the Derby winner isn't going to run. But I don't know if you're even aware of who won, Kelly?
It was the runner-up from the Derby, right? What was the name?
Journalism.
Journalism, that's right.
But the way Journalism won, let me just play the last 40 seconds of the race for you.
Journalism is still sixth. He's got a lot of ground to cover.
Sixth place coming into the last turn.
They're making their way toward the top of the stretch. Gosker trying to pull off a huge upset here. Has taken the lead on the outside. Clever again cuts the corner. Journalism is getting closer now.
Journalism gets squeezed between two horses.
And he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard. Bumped hard with Goal Oriented. In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life. And Sandman has entered the scene. And he has moved up on the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it. Here's the wire. Has won the Preakness Stakes in a performance like you read about.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, he was excited.
I'm telling you, to watch it, it was absolutely electrifying. Like, Journalism was on the inside rail, tried to squeeze through two horses, and they didn't want him to get through, so they like bumped him. Ooh. Meanwhile, this other horse, Gosker, was like four lengths in front of everyone in the final stretch, and Journalism just comes up and just smokes them. It is insane.
That's crazy.
So yeah. I mean, I know describing this sort of thing on the radio it leaves much to be desired when you got to watch it. But we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
He matched what was happening.
Yes.
With his energy and his vibe.
Yes, exactly. If you have only just seen that Journalism won the Preakness, you need to watch the video because it is absolutely insane. It'll leave you with goosebumps. You're like, how this horse came from sixth place in the final stretch.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. So,
just watching the video though, without the commentary, also kind of not the same thing. You gotta have
explaining
everything that's going on.
He is one of the best, calling the races there. But yeah, I mean, it is, pretty, and it makes me.
Sandman has entered the chat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it makes me wish that Journalism would have won the Derby. I mean, he came in second, but so close.
Yeah, sounds because, like a very exciting horse.
Because Journalism could,
he could be a triple crown.
He could have been a triple crown winner. Yeah, for sure. So anyways, we've tweeted it. If you haven't seen the video yet, you gotta spend 2 minutes and watch it. It is, it's better than coffee this morning for you.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
Make you want to run through a brick wall.
I know, right? All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get to here on a Monday on 99.7 DJX. We are going to get, she did say that we could reach back out to her. So we're going to try to do that. This listener from Friday who she was not really wanting to get proposed to over the weekend.
She thought it was going to happen. She kind of caught wind it was happening, and it might be a big public thing. And she's like, that's not me at all. And she was kind of hoping to derail the whole situation. Although we were all like, you should just let it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I believe her words were, I'm 35. I'm too old for this.
Yes,
this sort of
exactly.
Anyway, so we'll try to connect with her next hour. But coming up next, we got a feel-good story.
Doggy CPR.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what it looked like. Like a dog giving a dog CPR.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get to a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
Doggy CPR.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it looks like when Reggie, the boxer, was doing that to his French bulldog brother, Yogi. Sarah and Greg saw home surveillance camera footage showing that Yogi was becoming kind of non-responsive, and Reggie just kept rolling him over and over again.
Mm.
And bulldogs have such small snouts, sort of pugs, sometimes they have seizures and can breathe in their saliva.
Oh,
and
that geez.
Looks like that's what happened there. And the constant rolling ended up clearing Yogi's airway.
He did not leave his side for a second. And even our vet confirmed, had he not rolled them around to clear out the phlegm, I would have came home to him not being alive.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Yeah, Inside Edition had the story. The video is pretty incredible because it does indeed look like
Reggie the dog knew something was
off.
Something was wrong.
And he just instinctively was just kind of almost like, Yogi, hey, buddy, are you okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Let's play again. I do not like that you are not playing with me right now. Yes, something like that. But you can see the video. It's pretty incredible to watch at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
99.7 DJX. All right, time for jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for you laugh, you lose. A game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. For this fun trophy that you actually have, you laugh, you lose, Supreme Victor trophy. Losers go first, so that would be me. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Starting with a classic.
Ah.
Gotta honor the classics sometimes, Kelly.
Okay.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Poker face.
Poker face. I bet she likes that. I bet she likes that a lot. Hey, Ben.
Mm.
You know, I hate when people call my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't use it for that.
True. True. What's happening here? Hey, Kelly, I just watched Nosferatu.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the vampire movie?
Oh, yeah.
Felt confused. Maybe I should have watched Nosferatu 1.
Got it. Might have been helpful.
Might have been helpful.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Last night, the internet stopped working, so I spent a few hours with my family.
Okay.
They seem like nice people.
Oh. Okay. I was making out with my wife on the couch the other day.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. She said, want to take this to the bedroom? I said, all right, I'll grab this end, you grab that one. We moved
moving
the couch.
Furniture.
And, yeah.
Yeah,
we moved the couch.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Ben, there's a new dating app that caters to arsonists.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, every week you get new matches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, I was abducted by aliens.
You were?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out I was on the mothership.
Mothership, yes. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Hey, Ben.
Oh, yeah?
A woman at the airport fainted, fell onto the baggage carousel.
Uh-huh.
She's slowly coming around now.
Okay. You laugh, you lose, by the way. I'm still on the mothership. Abducted by aliens.
You weren't done? The mothership wasn't the punchline?
No, there was way more to that story.
Oh, there's way more. Let's go back to the mothership.
So, Kelly, remember I was abducted by aliens.
Yes, you were. And you were having to wash your hands.
Wash my hands. Clean my room.
Eat your vegetables.
That's right.
Yes.
I was on the mothership, Kelly.
Yes.
Then they wrote me a note for the cashier and sent me to get cigarettes and tampons.
Got it. Is that all the mothership asked you to do?
They only gave me $3.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
It's not 1950 anymore, aliens.
It is not. No, it is not. I'm really glad we got through all that, though.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I'm in search for someone to assist with milking cows on my dairy farm.
Yeah.
Must work well with udders.
Must work well with udders.
With udders.
Kelly is making a milking motion with her hands.
This is how you milk udders.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Recently dropped 15 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, now my friend won't let me hold her baby.
Yeah. Probably best.
Probably best.
Probably best.
Yep.
Hey, Ben. Just called the paranoia hotline.
Yeah?
Guy answered, how the heck did you get this number? Who are you with? Are you outside my house? I don't even know your sister.
I don't even know your sister? I don't know why that part got me. I don't even... All right, that was good. That was good.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose. Dumb, stupid contest. Enjoy the trophy.
I will.
It's 99.7 DJX. I don't know how many have tried to date via like an app, like Tinder, Hinge. I mean, it's become
very popular.
I was going to say, it's become the norm.
It's become the norm, yeah.
Yeah, it's become the norm. So, I mean, not too rare in these days. But imagine shooting your shot with over 2 million potential partners.
Just trying to keep the options open.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without swiping right on over 2 million women, but only going on one date in 5 years, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a great return on the swiping.
No, no. Some are blaming Tinder. Others say it's the dating methods. His dating methods must be flawed. And so I guess this guy, he's 26, his name's Hayden. He swiped right on 1.2% of the American female population.
Okay, so he only actually met one of them in person for a date? Just one?
Yeah.
One in 5 years?
Yeah.
Out of 2 million women?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, he's the guy. That's his fault for not even getting to the point of asking more than just one out in 5 years, right?
Well, I would imagine that, you know, even though he's swiped right, doesn't the other person have to agree then to meet up? So there has to be something between the swiping right and the meetup where the potential female or the potential partner is like, yeah, no.
I have questions though. Like, was he not like even interacting with any of them? Was there any I need to know, like, how many he interacted with versus just the one date.
Right, right.
He
now,
looks like a pretty normal guy.
Well,
he reminds me of, like, an Alex Warren kind of a look.
Some are blaming the way just these apps are just trying to monetize everything. And, like, guys are paying to be seen. Women are paying not to be seen.
Oh.
Some are wondering how Hayden himself presents himself. Once,
right.
You know, swiping right and initiating that conversation.
Well, a screenshot looks like he's holding a big fish. He's a fisherman. He's an outdoorsman.
he's right? Holding the fish. It's
he's
so stereotypical.
Absolutely. He's showing a hobby.
Right.
Like,
so,
he doesn't look like a serial killer. He looks like a nice guy who likes to fish.
Well, that's why it's in the setting the bar category, because obviously this dude is doing something wrong.
Right.
Two million. Like, that is, does he have time to even interact with any of them if he's just spending all his time swiping right?
Well, yeah.
And what's his range? Like 3,000 miles?
I feel like the range might have been like planet Earth. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
Yeah.
It feels like how did he even like count how many? Maybe the app counted for it. Like, hey, dude, you've reached your limit for the swiping. We're going to have to put you in a timeout. I don't know. Does the app do that? That's crazy.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without swiping right on over 2 million women, but yet only going on one date, doing okay.
Although maybe now this newfound attention might turn his
maybe.
Luck around.
Maybe.
Maybe the spotlight is going to be the key to turning this story around.
Oh, shoot. Okay, there you go. That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. So my algorithm over the weekend popped this product up, and I was like, no, this can't be real. Turns out it was. So I thought, you know what? Figured I'd make it a little game out of it. All right,
oh,
Kelly?
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll play a game called Real or Fake. I'm going to toss you some products. You just tell me whether or not these products are real.
Or if you made them up.
Or if they were made up. Yes.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
First one, solar-powered nightlight.
That sounds false.
A solar-powered nightlight?
Yeah.
Is false.
Yeah. Logistically speaking, I don't think that could happen.
Correct. Correct. See, you've...
See, I'm smarter than the average bear.
You've already got the hang of it. All right, real or fake, this product, Doggles.
be doggles?
Yeah, be like goggles for dogs.
For dogs.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like that could be real.
You think that's real?
That could be real.
CNBC caught up with inventor Ronnie DeLulo, who told her story. When her border collie Midnight missed a frisbee throw, she thought the sun might have been to blame, so she invented doggles.
There you go.
All right.
Real.
Look at that.
Real or fake, inflatable coffee mug.
Inflatable coffee mug.
Yeah, yeah. Something that you can just inflate with your mouth and then pour coffee in.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either. I think that's fake.
I mean, that could be handy for campers, people who go backpacking.
It could be. But I have a vision in my mind of what I think that is, and it mm-hmm. doesn't sound like it would work very well.
You're right. It's false. That's right. Here we go. Next one. Real or fake product, butter stick. It's a butter in sort of like a twist up, sort of like glue stick like applicator.
Oh, kind of like, yeah, like a glue stick. Okay. I think that's probably, that sounds like it could be real.
That could be real?
Yeah.
It is.
The ID butter stick. The better way to butter. No more icky sticky knives that butcher your bread.
Yes.
With ID's smartly designed reusable butter stick, simply twist and spread.
Twist and spread. Listen, I like spray butter. I might try that.
I was going to say, you are a fan
this
of
is
every...
right up
all,
my alley.
All sorts of fake butter you are in.
Yes.
If it's fake butter, you are all for it.
Give me glue stick butter. I love it.
And of course, the infomercial has people struggling to spread butter on bread with a knife.
Because it's too hard. And it makes a hole in the bread.
It's so difficult.
Oh, just ruin my breakfast.
Yeah. All right. Real or fake, the following products, have they been patented? Have they been launched? Or is it just made up? A reverse microwave. It takes food and it freezes it.
Huh. I'm gonna say that's probably made up.
You think it's fake?
Yes, but your face tells me differently.
No, it's fake.
Okay, woo! I got a little nervous. I'm like, ow, all right. Because I don't think anybody really needs anything to freeze that quickly, right?
By the way, we did get fact-checked on the solar-powered nightlight I thought was fake. Apparently, it is real. Someone sent us a screenshot of the light bug, the solar-powered nightlight. It literally, for $14.95.
Do you have to set it outside first and then bring it in at night?
I guess so.
That's redonkulous.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Are people buying it?
So I take that back. I take that back.
Wow!
All right, one more. Real or fake, motorized ice cream cone. A cone that rotates the ice cream for you so you don't have to turn it while eating because, again...
Because real lazy?
So difficult.
Oh,
yes.
It's so difficult to twist with your hand.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say that has to be fake because we're not that dumb, right?
Not that dumb, she says.
No one would buy that, right?
No, sorry. That is a real thing.
What?
That is a real thing. In fact, Kathy Lee and Hoda tried it out a couple years ago.
Ice cream cone. July is National Ice Cream Month. This is $9.99, available at BaronBob.com. Takes two AA batteries, not included, of course, removable dish.
Should I do it?
There's a removable, yeah. So there's a removable dish.
You know what it is? It's for really lazy people. You
yeah, watch.
Yes!
You don't even have to work.
Hoda said
1,000%.
Yeah, she said this is for really lazy people.
Yes.
1,000%.
So we're spending $9.99 and then we have to buy batteries for it.
Yeah, then you have to buy batteries.
You could just hold it in your hand and twist. Come on, people.
Yeah, there you go.
I need to know how many actually bought that. How many were sold?
Well, enough for it to be an actual product. So there you go.
And to make it on the Today Show. Wow.
Real or fake? You did pretty good, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, we had to take one of my wins away because solar nightlights are a thing.
Yeah. Apparently, I didn't research that well enough because solar powered nightlights.
You thought you were making it up.
Are a real thing. Yeah. Exactly. Someone else had already beat me to it and created it. So. There you go. Real or fake game, 99.7.
It's got a lot of great reviews. 48 people liked it.
DJX. Which one?
The light bug.
No, yeah.
It's a light bug. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
All right.
So on Friday, remember we talked to a listener who she wanted to, I guess, derail her own proposal because she found out how her boyfriend was going to do it and she didn't like it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, so she didn't give like super, she didn't get super specific about what it was.
No, but she thought it was going to be public and involve a lot of strangers.
Yeah, so maybe think like flash mob or something. I mean, at least that's
all what we were thinking.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. And I believe she even said something like, "I'm 35. I don't like I'm too old for these kind of things."
We were all like, "You know what? He loves you so much and is so excited at the prospect of you being his wife. He wants to make a grand gesture, and maybe we concentrate on that. And it's not just your story to tell; it's his too."
Yeah. So I kind of had proposed in a cringe sort of way, looking back at it.
But it wasn't public.
It was public in a way that it was outside.
Okay, but you didn't, like, get a bunch of people to gather around you. You didn't broadcast it in any way.
Right, I didn't do it, like, on a scoreboard or, on a public forum and things like that. But you know, that was... you know, kind of my story. But like, I was almost thinking that people would be like, "Hey, here's how to maybe get out of it." But more people were, "Why don't you like suck it up and kind of let it happen?" Yeah, exactly.
There were a couple people rolling in saying, "Yes, you should derail it because he shouldn't marry you."
Yes. There were those that
were
like, "You should be lucky you have a person that wants to get married to you.
You sound ungrateful. He should, like dump you and not propose because he just shouldn't marry you because you're awful."
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah. So we kind of landed on letting him have this moment that it was his proposal story too. And to be
and
happy.
At the end of the day, you got your person, and that's exciting, and you're starting your lives together. Like, it's taking it to the next level, and how great is that?
Yeah, so don't know if she listened, or it even happened. Or if he listened and changed. Yeah, exactly. But we do have an update for you from her.
Okay, do I need snacks? Probably.
All right, we'll get to that update coming up next on 99.7 EJX. So our listener who wanted to remain anonymous, wanting to kind of throw a wrench into her own proposal because she somehow found out about her boyfriend's plan to propose and thinks it's cringe, now we have an update.
She says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly and all your wonderfully opinionated listeners." "Just want to say thank you for reading my message on the air and for all the responses, even the brutally honest ones. Y'all really don't hold back."
Mm-hmm.
"I appreciated every piece of advice, even the ones that called me a drama queen or said I should just be grateful someone wanted to marry me."
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
"So here's what I did."
Mm-hmm.
"I know you all told me to suck it up and let him propose the way he wanted, but I panicked."
Uh-oh.
"Like, I went full extreme."
Okay.
"I may have taken 3 laxatives Friday night and gave myself what I can only describe as an explosive bathroom experience for the entire weekend."
Oh, no.
"I mean, no way this guy was proposing to me while I was glued to the toilet and sweating like I was detoxing in a gas station bathroom."
Oh, my gosh.
"Oh, wow. And honestly, he was so sweet about it. He kept checking on me, brought me ginger ale, canceled plans without a single complaint. I told him, with the most innocent face I could manage, that it must have been something I ate."
Mm.
"He said he was bummed because he had a fun weekend planned, but it can wait for another time."
Okay.
"So I guess I've only delayed the inevitable."
Mm-hmm.
"The ticking time bomb is still very much ticking."
Mm-hmm.
"I know I can't fake food poisoning every weekend for the rest of my life. I love this man. I do want to marry him, just maybe not dressed like a character from a theme park in front of 40 strangers."
Okay.
"But reluctantly, I think I'm to a place where if that's what he wants to do, I can get through it."
Okay.
"Anyway, thanks again for being my therapy session. I bought myself a little time, but I know I've got to face the music and probably the flash mob very soon. I'll keep you posted."
Yeah, probably the alternative of her hold up all weekend with stomach cramps is probably, she probably just thought, you know what? whatever. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do.
Well, and again, seeing his really sweet response.
Yeah.
Again, just should show her she's got the right guy. Like, he's going to stick with her in good times and bad, which is really what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean,
It's not even about the proposal or the wedding. It's finding the right person to be by your side, walking through life. And hopefully she understands that's what she needs to focus on.
Right. I still think she's going to get heat for that.
Probably.
Like, I can't believe you would sabotage it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then lie to him.
But again, if she has gotten herself to the place where she's got the perspective she needs, then okay. Let's just not pull these kinds of shenanigans anymore.
Got a text from a listener. I hope he's listening and breaks up with her.
Oh, yeah. I figured the people that were on that camp were going to come rolling out of the woodwork.
I mean, another text said, but now she can slowly drop hints about how she would like to be proposed to. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think hopefully the stomach cramps and everything was punishment enough for you to just realize, hey, you've got a good guy. Just let it happen.
Perspective.
If he wants to propose to you in any way, just let it happen.
Exactly. And if this is part of like who he is and what makes him awesome, then,
should already know that. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Hopefully the pain has subsided.
Put the laxatives away.
Put the laxatives away.
Now you're cleaned out. That's great.
Yeah.
It was a cleansing. It was a cleansing weekend.
Of your soul and your intestines.
Yes.
There are still people who are texting like, no, this is your story. Hold the line, basically. So that's interesting.
And again, Trina's rolling in with the same response as she did last week. Hear me out. OMG. I heard the cringiest thing on the radio about how this guy proposed. I would be so embarrassed. Yada, yada, yada. Trust me, you'll regret it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got a awkward proposal moment that happened to you. A little quick story. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear that. But thank you for the update. We just heard from a listener who followed up with us. She had sabotaged her own proposal by taking laxatives and making herself basically sick all weekend.
Just to avoid the possibility of it happening.
Yeah, of some sort of what she thought would be a cringe proposal. So we'll keep you posted on what ended up happening with that. But your awkward proposals, did get a message from a listener. Said, I was 19. Engagement didn't last more than 6 months. I panicked and said yes. Didn't want to marry him. My sister and I had just gotten back to my mom's house from a shopping trip, and he was in my mom's living room.
We were in a bad place
in the relationship, and he was using it as a Band-Aid.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't work.
Well, yes. I don't think that's the situation here, though. Like, she knows she wants to marry him. That's not the problem. They've talked about it. They've talked about marriage. She just doesn't like the idea he's got for how he wants to do it.
No. Awkward proposals, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Got another message from a listener. My boyfriend at the time thought it would be romantic to propose at our favorite dive bar. After his sixth beer, got up during karaoke, slurred out a half speech between Bon Jovi lyrics, and pulled out a ring pop.
Oh, boy.
Didn't know if it was real or a dare. It was real. I said no.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
Again, it sounds like they weren't like expecting that at all. Hadn't really talked about that at that point in their relationship.
Right. That's awkward proposals. Oh my gosh. Got another message from a listener. A guy brought me to his grandma's 80th birthday party, proposed in front of his whole family.
Oh, hi, Jack.
She said,
grandma's birthday party?
It felt more like a hostage situation than a proposal. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, that is awkward. And that's one of those awkward. So, okay, all right. I think we have been doing this show for long enough and heard enough of these stories to say, if these situations, these awkward proposal situations happen in real life to you, IRL, maybe best to just say, yes, let's talk.
Yes.
And
so
and,
that you don't want to embarrass them in front of everybody, especially everyone that they know and love.
Unless they need to be embarrassed. Unless it's someone who is not your boyfriend who needs to, like, right, exactly. Obviously, there are situations where you can just outright say, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Exactly.
Right.
But also, there's so many scenarios where somebody ends up, like, proposing at a wedding reception. Also probably not the best place to do that, unless you've cleared it with the bride and groom and they want to be a part of it or whatever. But probably among the most
You don't want to steal
to propose. Yeah, you don't want to steal the spotlight. The bride and groom. It's their day. Yeah.
Right. Got another message from a listener. My ex and I were at the,
Okay. Yes. All right.
We're at the end of our relationship. We both knew it. Went camping. Kids. His entire family was there. In the middle of the family reunion, gets down on one knee and proposes. I panicked and said yes. 2 weeks later, he was moving out.
Maybe that was like his last ditch, like grand gesture to try to save the relationship.
That is not going to save the relationship. Kids and getting married aren't going to save a broken relationship.
No.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. And yeah, keep us posted on whether you actually get that cringe proposal and how that actually turns out.
Maybe it's not cringe.
Maybe it's not cringe.
We're calling
right.
it cringe, but maybe
only
it's
because,
like, really romantic and sweet and fun and could be a viral moment and a really great memory.
I mean, and I will say, a listener did point out and said how she did get the information could be key, because how
it
she got it could just be someone trying to throw her off and play
could
a joke
be.
On her. So
could be.
Yeah, exactly. We'll keep you posted on that there with group therapy. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We're going to say hi to Kara calling us from Oklahoma. Hi, Kara.
Hello.
Kara's 5'2", has brown hair, is taken, and drives a Corolla.
Nice. Good, sturdy, practical car.
Toyotas last forever.
Yeah. Yep, I mean, have absolutely. You nicknamed it the Granola? Because I had a friend who had a Toyota Corolla for a long time and always called it the Granola. Let's get in the Granola.
No, but I like
Corolla
it.
Corolla Granola? I like that.
She says, no, never done that. Thanks. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for this, the right. anecdote.
Fun though.
All right, Kara, it's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's gonna explain how the game works.
You're gonna hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of the story at the time a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're playing for fun here. First one.
I fell off a 5-foot concrete wall and did not go to the hospital.
All right.
Okay. Kudos.
Well, I'm gonna go a drunk adult because I'm hoping if it was a little kid, their parents would have taken them to the hospital.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree, drunk adult.
5 feet. Fell off a 5-foot concrete wall.
I mean, that feels like that could be.
I'm only 5'2".
Yeah, so it'd be like your height falling off from your height.
Just depends on how you land.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you said drunk adult. Kelly, what do you think?
Drunk adult.
All right, you're both saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh. Nah.
All right.
I was actually at my Nana's beauty shop. She had apartments down below, and I was standing on the wall. We oftentimes would play out there, probably not a good idea. And I fell off of it one day. I started to catch myself, but the left arm gave away, smacked my face on the concrete. 1,000% should have went to the hospital, but instead my Nana scooped me up and put the magic paper towels on my face.
Put magic paper towels? She's like, I should have gone to the hospital, but Nana was like, you're fine.
No,
these are magic.
Throw some dirt on it. It's magic paper towels.
Which is just paper towels and water. I think there was some Neosporin there as well, but I still have a goose egg on my head to this day.
Wow.
Oh.
No.
Should we still maybe think about getting that checked out?
Like,
I feel like if you have a goose egg as an adult,
years later,
and this happened as a child, maybe?
I will
just
say,
just in case.
I still have a little dot on my leg from when I got stabbed with a pencil in junior high. I almost got tattooed.
Do you think the lead is still in there? That's just the lead still in there?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Years ago, though.
We don't need to get it checked out, though.
No, I think I'm fine. Kara, you're 0 for 1. All right. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
all that to say you're 0-1. All right, here we go.
She even said, like, depends on how you felt. She fell on her face.
Yeah, she said she smacked her face.
Magic paper towels, though.
All right. Next one. Little kid drunk.
Get some of those.
Drunk adult.
Yes.
I jumped in a river and pooped in front of a group of strangers.
Drunk adult.
Didn't even have to say that, drunk adult. Yeah.
That
could go either way, honestly. But okay, drunk adult though.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes. Drunk adult. Wow.
Oh.
Too many White Claws and too many meatball subs in the same sitting.
Oh.
Wow. We didn't need that.
I looked up and I saw an entire family locking eyes with me.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, White Claws and meatball subs.
Yeah. Kara, that'll make you think twice about taking a dip in the river, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
My friends and I spray painted three of our neighbors' cats because we wanted to make them look like tigers.
Oh. Little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah. Again, could go either way, but I'll stick with you on little kids.
All right, both of you saying little kid. All they wanted to do was make them look like tigers.
Innocent we were little kids. Kids.
Yes, little kids. You got it. That's right.
It didn't really work, and we got in big trouble, not only with our parents and neighbors, but also with the police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like animal cruelty, yeah.
Something
like
that.
It's not your cat. Like, the fact that the neighbor's cats?
Even still, you shouldn't be... You shouldn't
because
be painting
kid, you should
cats.
Know. Yes, you shouldn't be painting cats, but not even like your own cat, the neighbor's cat. Like, they didn't, as little kids, stop to think maybe we should ask.
Anyways.
Hey, can we paint your cat?
That's the purpose of this game. So there you go. Great. Little kid drunk at all. Kara, you did pretty well. 2 out of 3. Yeah. That ain't bad.
Hey.
Also, we didn't smack our face falling off a wall. We didn't poop in the river in front of people. And we didn't paint cats.
I'm going to work on getting some magic napkins, though.
That's right.
Yes.
Magic paper towels.
Yes.
Kara, thanks so much for hanging out with us and playing along. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya.
I wish we had a prize.
I know.
The well's a little dry right now, though.
It's all right. It's all right.
We're going to replenish soon.
All right, there you go. It is Little Kid, Drunk Adult. If you want to be the star of the show, we need to hear you.
Send us a little voice note of you giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Jason, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your take on something that's been bothering me all weekend."
Mm.
My wife and I have been married for a little over a year.
Okay.
This past weekend, she and some friends went on a girls trip down to Florida.
Okay.
Totally fine with that. We all need some time with our friends. I trust her.
Okay.
But while scrolling through Facebook Saturday night, I saw a picture that confused me.
Mm.
One of her girlfriends posted a photo of my wife at a bar or club with this younger guy, I guess early 20s,
mm-hmm.
with his arms wrapped around her, like full embrace.
Mm.
My wife was smiling, holding a drink. The caption said, "Still got it." Honestly, didn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm.
Felt a mix of anger, jealousy, confusion. I haven't said anything to her yet because she's been gone, but sure. She comes home today and I'm debating whether to bring it up or just let it go.
Mm.
Am I overreacting?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just harmless fun with the girls, or does the picture cross a line?
Okay.
Would it bother you if your significant other was in that position, literally and figuratively?
Oh.
Now, I don't want to come off as insecure, but I also don't want to ignore something that feels disrespectful. Should I confront her or just move on?
I mean, at this point in my relationship with my wife, I'd be like, "You go, girl."
High five.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
but that being said, like, she and I have 2 decades.
Right.
So, I mean, the time and everything is there on our side where it's like, okay, we've weathered a lot of stuff. I have complete trust in her.
They've been married for a little over a year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little newer in his situation. And I can understand where the little bit of insecurity and question comes. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, it's good fun. Maybe if she is, when she gets home, you know, you could comment like, hey, I saw, you know, whatever your
looks
girlfriend's
like you had
name.
Fun.
Yeah, looks like you got.
According to the pictures.
Yeah, who's this guy? You know, maybe you try in your best, like, nonchalant voice to, you know, show her the photo. Hey, saw this photo. What's this all about? Wow, right. Looks like you had fun.
He
got himself.
He seems nice.
Yeah, he seems a little handsy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mike says, though, you're definitely not overreacting. Sorry to tell you, it's not her first time nor her last. That's disrespectful to your marriage. If the shoe was on the other foot, you'd be in divorce court. Get out while you're young.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Yeah, see, okay, there's going to be those who I think are extreme when it comes to their response on this, maybe because they've been burned because of such a situation. I don't think I'm in the extreme lane yet. Like, this is a red flag that you're like, okay, throw out the year of marriage that you've had.
Right, and this is not a thing that he found out while snooping. Like, this was posted on social media. So he's got every right just be like, hey, saw this. He looks friendly. You know, would you be a little weird if I was in a picture with some other girl like that?
Yeah, maybe.
And see what she says.
I mean, I think it's natural to use that as a chance to have a conversation about the trip.
Yeah, because again, he's not finding it out in some sort of a sneaky way. Like, it's out there.
Right, right. It's not like one of the girlfriends sneakily snapped a photo and texted it to him and said, hey, you know, just wanted to give you a heads up. This is going
down.
Girl's
having a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And you know, we don't know where she went the rest of the night and blah, 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 and none of that.
Yeah, in that situation either. She just posted it up there. And again, it can be just harmless enough to like, oh, hey, she's married. She's not out there looking, but she still got noticed and that still feels good.
502-795-1997. What's your story behind something like this? All right. We can maybe help Jason. It's group therapy on 99.7 EJX. So yeah, group therapy got a message from Jason and he's all like, hey, I saw a picture of my wife. She's on a girl's trip to Florida this past weekend, posted on Facebook where this younger dude's got his arms around her and the caption said, still got it. Now she didn't post it. It was one of her friends who did.
Right.
And he's like, it just sat weird with me. Should I even bring it up?
And you know what? A lot of people are pointing to the fact that, yeah, it's super disrespectful. And I think the best way to bring it up, because again, it's not like he found out about it in some sort of sneaky way. Like, it's out there on social media. So I don't think it's a bad thing to just say, hey, saw the picture.
Yeah. Hey, Natasha, what would you do with that?
So I've been with my husband for 17 years. We're about to celebrate our 15-year anniversary.
Hey.
Thanks. So the whole thing that I'm seeing is that he should let it go. I'm not on the extreme side where I think this is a red flag at all. This is literally girls saying, hey, she still got it. Like, you know, still like other groove, still on.
Does he acknowledge he saw the picture, though, and ask her about it?
I think he could bring it up and just like, hey, I saw you still got it. You know, like kind of
yes.
Lay off the caption.
That's good.
And see where he goes, you know, where she goes with that, because I'm sure it's just going to be her laughing it off and says, oh, you know.
Yeah,
the
right.
Girls. So.
Girls.
It's just the girls.
Girls will be girls.
Exactly. I really think he's reading it into a little too far.
All right. Thanks, Natasha. Appreciate it. Yeah. Tia says on Facebook, harmless fun with the girls. If something happened, they definitely wouldn't have posted it on Facebook.
That's a good point.
And says all the insecure people just need to calm down. You know, I go back to, you know, Natasha said it, you said it, I said it, just kind of like bring it up in a in jest sort of like, hey, looks like you had fun. You
looks
know,
like you still got it.
And if she gets and then, you know, gauge her response. If she gets all defensive and
yeah, if she gets flustered at all,
flustered about it, and she's like, oh, I didn't even know Sarah posted that. Oh, goodness, look.
I'm sure she's going to sound exactly like that. It's probably spot on.
But yeah,
Tori
don't think
says it definitely deserves a conversation, even if it was fully innocent. There are lines, and she crossed one. My hope is that the conversation is you saying it upset you and her apologizing because it wasn't anything like that. He just bought them drinks as a way of hitting on her, made her feel good. It'll never happen again because she values your marriage.
Like, yeah, I mean,
prepared for her to get dodgy and for this to blow up. So that again, it's all hinges on her reaction.
Yeah, it does kind of hinge on her reaction. So I guess we're going to wait and see. Jason, maybe, you know, follow up with us after they get back and you let us know what happens. All right. that, I mean, I don't think she's going to go, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, just some guy hooked up with him, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's not going to happen. Say it like that.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
And more than likely, and, you know, I don't know your wife. I don't know, really, I don't know you that well, but still, it's like, I still think it's going to be like nothing. She's just like, oh, yeah, you know, and she'll just tell you the story. Like, if there's nothing to hide, she'll just tell you the circumstance and tell you the story about what happened and how it happened.
But I feel like you'll know if she looks like or sounds like she's trying to hide something that you wouldn't approve of.
Yeah. Or if mysteriously that picture gets deleted.
Mm.
Yeah. Follow up with us if you can tomorrow. That'd be good.
Have a conversation when she gets home.
Yeah.
Immediately confront her as soon as she walks on the door and then report back.
Or tomorrow or Wednesday. I mean, give us a couple days.
You're such a hardcore deadline guy.
I know. I need. Look, in this
for
world
our
of,
show's purpose, we forget about these things so quickly. So we're going to need to follow up soon. Otherwise,
in this
we're
world
moving on.
Of instant gratification, I'm going to need some gratification. All right, thanks. That's group therapy. Good luck. Not a huge red flag, not something to break up over, but definitely.
Yeah, bring it up.
You know, maybe a little conversation. All right, there you go. That's group therapy. How about a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's not even good learning. Maybe it's just something that we found fascinating, but yet has implications.
Okay.
So if you're a guy with inside of my voice and maybe you're experiencing a little male pattern baldness.
Mm.
Here's a way to avoid going bald.
All right.
Castration.
You're saying this is not castor oil. I've heard of castor oil helping, but that is different.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You got to have your boys removed before you start going bald.
Oh. Okay.
If you do that, then you won't have to worry about losing your hair. So I don't know how vain you are about that.
Hmm.
But if you're so vain that you're like, you know what? There's a
history. Don't you want to run the risk?
There's a history on my mom's side. My grandpa on my mom's side, he's bald as a cue ball. I don't want to befall that same baldness because it runs in the family, the DNA.
I feel like if that is
take preventative measures,
it does hit you fairly young, right? And what if you're still in the childbearing years?
Well, if
that
you get
could be problematic, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you get the boys removed after you start losing hair, you're not going to grow back what you lost,
okay.
But at least you're not going to lose any more.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, don't think I don't want any more kids at this point.
Right.
I've got three girls. They're great. They're plenty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not about to say, you know what? Be gone, boys.
I need more hair.
No.
No, yeah.
I mean, I'm hanging on to what I got.
Right.
If it gets more bald, then you know what? That's the way it was meant to be, right?
Okay. All right. Well, there are other treatments too.
Yeah,
you could try like Rogaine.
Sure. Those things are an option, but I have a friend who did that for years and he had a full head of hair and he swore by it, but he was like, the second I stopped taking it, it all started falling out again.
Yeah, you're kind of locking yourself into a lifetime of using it.
Right,
and
right.
That can be scary.
And so finally he was just like, whatever, and then just stopped using it. And then, he
just went with it. Oh,
he
really?
Just went
he
with
saw
it.
Results and didn't like say, all right, I'm just going to commit and be all in forever.
No, he didn't want to be in forever because it got expensive, I think. And he was just like, all right, well, I'm just going to shave my head. So that's what he did.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It's actually not as expensive as you may think, and you can get it over the counter now. But
well, I'm not his accountant. I don't know.
I know. Well, maybe. Well, that's good. You know what? And I think men can embrace it a little more. It's problematic for women, though, when we start losing our hair. And I say we, because I'm among those.
Well, because
it's really distressing for women.
You don't have boys to chop off.
Exactly. Yes. No, that is
true. You can't take the same measures that.
But men can just be like, whatever, I'm shaving my head and still, you know, be attractive. Less women are going to be like, yes, I'll just shave my head.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you've got extensions, though, you can put in, right?
Not always, no, because female pattern baldness is on the crown, the top.
Oh,
so if you don't
I
have
see.
Enough to cover the extensions.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, It's like I get sunburned on the top of my head through my hair.
Yeah, but you have really light hair.
Right.
Isn't that part of it, though?
What do you mean?
Like the fact that you have light hair and it doesn't provide a whole lot of like UV
protection. No, I just have like not enough of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's no, I get it. Like losing hair for men and women, distressing.
Yeah.
But this seems like an extreme way to
get it. It is.
Yeah. But I'm not sure a lot of people are going to like go into their doctor and be like, I need this procedure because I want to keep my hair.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that this is something that we should do.
Has anybody done it? I do want to know that.
I'm just saying that this is a way
that
you
could be.
It is possible.
Okay.
So again, this is a stupid fact of the day. The best way to avoid going bald is castration.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of men like running to the doctor to be like, Hey,
chop my boys off.
Exactly. Yes. I don't know.
No, I don't think so either.
And would that be covered by insurance?
Probably not.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. Again, that's why we call it a stupid fact.
Right.
On 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we'll get to a setting the bar story, plus a feel-good story and more on the way on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
We're shining the spotlight on a very special bride and groom.
Okay.
This is kind of great. Mr. and Mrs. Blizzard.
Blizzard.
So when Olivia got engaged, she got a brilliant idea. I mean, really, it was kind of a no-brainer because she's marrying Bradley Blizzard. So she's like, we have to get Dairy Queen involved somehow, right?
Sure, right.
So she gets on TikTok asking DQ if they want to be involved. They said, I do.
Okay.
So Witt is a North Texas Dairy Queen operator and rep for Texas Dairy Queen, understood the assignment.
I just was like, this literally makes so much sense.
So Dairy Queen, help girl out.
We immediately looked at it and thought, we got to do something.
I've heard it for 30 years now that I should somehow get involved with Dairy Queen. My future in-laws came into town last night and they were like, hey, let's go to Brahms. And I said, no. You don't understand. We're Dairy Queen spokespeople now. Like, we're going to Dairy Queen.
Oh, is that like a different ice cream company?
I guess, yes.
Okay.
So they did an engagement shoot at the restaurant. They got some Dairy Queen swag for the bachelor and bachelorette parties. And on their wedding day, DQ provided blizzards for everybody.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they've got a bunch of great TikToks. It's all posted at WDJX.com. Super cute. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
Time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there are ways to handle disappointment, and there are ways not to handle disappointment.
We're going to concentrate on ways not to handle disappointment?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum when a restaurant can't seat you right away on Mother's Day, knocking over the server's tray on purpose, you're doing okay.
That is not the server's fault.
No!
It's not the server's fault at all.
Yeah, this happened out of Florida. Dude caught on camera. Ooh. Knocking an entire tray of food out of a waiter's hand there when he came in. It was a busy day, Mother's Day, demanded to be seated immediately when they're like, hey, we don't have any tables available right now. He stormed out and the owner kind of is talking about the incident.
Knocked over the tray full of food, which was unfortunate. It was Mother's Day. We had to make that food again. We had to clean the floors. My first response was anger. He literally walks up to one of our staff and kind of puts his chest in his, which was uncalled for. When he was approached, he got aggressive. This type of behavior warrants that we find this person.
Yeah, so like people who've learned about this story now, especially locally, they've offered up like tip money to the waiter and to the restaurant and kind of like donated, some money for all that stuff. So,
this person with their mother?
Yeah, because I don't know. I know because it was
could
Mother's
you
Day.
Imagine,
right?
Like that is she could be. I did not raise you to do that. You know,
either that or he walked in front of his mom and said, "Here, hang on, I'm going to see if they've got a table."
Right.
And then comes out and is like,
and
"Nope,
she doesn't
they
know
don't."
That he got so mad.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly.
And you know what? You should be mad at yourself, sir, for not planning ahead and maybe making a reservation.
Yeah, what is this saying? Like, your emergency, your lack of planning doesn't
constitute
my emergency? Something like that?
I don't know if that's a saying, but it sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah, just came up with it.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a little hissy fit when the restaurant on Mother's Day can't seat you right away when you don't have, you know, reservations.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
Just expect places are gonna be busy.
Right, right. There are ways.
On a day like that.
There are ways to handle disappointment and there are ways not to handle disappointment. That is a way not to handle disappointment.
Exactly.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 JX. Hey, we're gonna fill you in a little bit on an update that we got earlier today. All right? Coming up on 99.7 JX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 JX. Did you get any damage to your property or your house over the weekend?
No, we were storms? Okay. Yeah.
We have a birch tree in our backyard and it lost like a huge, huge limb.
Ooh.
And it took out
part of... Did it fall on anything bad?
Well, our fence, it took out part of our fence in the back.
Oh,
thankfully,
no.
It missed the neighbor's fence and the neighbor's shed, and so there was no damage to our neighbor's property, which I would have felt really bad about, too.
Well, yeah, and then your insurance probably has to cover that, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I found my day... I am still feeling the effects of a Saturday morning with a chainsaw.
Trying to cut it up enough to move it all?
I spent probably 4 hours out there,
yeah.
like cutting that thing up because the trunk of the limb, it was probably at its biggest 2 to 3 feet
like
around.
The tree itself.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, obviously those storms that rolled through left devastating consequences for our friends in... London, Kentucky, Somerset, and in those areas that were
in Missouri, that like the death toll now is 28, according to NBC News.
Not all
the Midwest.
I was gonna say not all in Kentucky. I think
no,
Kentucky sustained 19. I want to say.
Yeah, but, they're saying Kentucky and Missouri were hardest hit.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Keeping our eye on tomorrow's weather. It is expected to be an alert day, so we'll keep you posted on what happens, but hopefully, you know, there's a speedy recovery in, you know, Laurel County and those parts that were most severely hit.
Yeah, Samaritan's Purse apparently is, you know, sending out volunteers in both Kentucky and Missouri to kind of help with kind of volunteers, boots on the ground, helping to clear debris, find personal belongings, tarp mm-hmm. roofs, you know, all the immediate stuff that they need to do. And then, you know, there's assistance, emergency offices being set up. All that information is on the website, too, at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. If you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast. We've got updates, which, again, we just kind of talked about the update that we received. We'll keep you posted on that. Also, we may need to see if we can get an update from our group therapy tomorrow.
Well, yes, because his wife was currently on her way back from a girls' trip, and there's a picture in question
that
we all kind of suggested he bring up and just kind of say, hey,
yeah,
it looks like you still got it, and see what her reaction is.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
To see if it's harmless girlfriend.
Harmless, touchy-feely girlfriend.
But a lot of people were saying, yeah, it feels a little disrespectful to your marriage.
Yeah.
They've been married for just over a year.
Yeah, just about a year. So not a whole lot of experience under the bridge there. So anyways, we'll see if we can catch up with them tomorrow. Other than that, anything else, Kelly?
I think that's about it.
All right, guys, have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.